主天，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Holy in the name of Jesus Christ, peace to everyone.
中国人，讲慎重追远。
Chinese people have
慎重追远。
这
个追远哈，就是祭拜祖先。
And Chinese people have this saying where the most important thing is to worship God.
也可以讲是纪念祖先。
In other words, we have to remember God.
中国人对家谱很有兴趣。
And for Chinese people, it's spirituality is something that's of great importance.
所以我们晚上要根据圣经的一段家谱来看，救恩的显明。
So tonight we will use the Old Testament to study the Bible.
犹太人对家谱也是蛮有兴趣。
Now the Israelites, The Israelites also considered genealogy very important.
虽然保罗说不要再讨论那个无穷的家谱。
So even though Paul said not to discuss genealogy.
但是旧约的家谱对耶稣基督的出生做一个交代是很重要的。
But the genealogy of the Old Testament in terms of Jesus' birth is very important.
主耶稣是道成肉身的真神。
And Jesus is the true God.
但是从人的立场来看，他是借着人出生的。
But from the human perspective, he was given birth by a woman.
他的出生也要显明神的应许不落空。
And his birth, Jesus's birth is a testimony to for us today.
晚上就根据圣经来谈耶稣的家谱。
And tonight we will use the Bible to study the genealogy of Jesus.
请看马太福音第一章第一节。
Let's look at the book of Matthew, 1, verse 1.
马太福音第一章第一节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
这里谈到三个人。
In the verse 1, it brings up three people.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
大卫。
David.
还有耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ.
也就是说这里要谈耶稣的家谱。
And in other words, this is an introduction to the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
马太福音是一个耶稣的家谱。
And Matthew was a genealogy of Jesus Christ.
在这么长的家谱当中。
And in this long genealogy,
比较重点的就是这第一章第一节的这三个人。
The most important thing is the three people mentioned in this verse.
从这三个人当中，有比较特别的一个记载。
And from these three people, we see something pretty significant.
如果再对照路加福音的第三章。
If we look to Luke chapter 3,
更可以看出从耶稣的家谱当中能够看出人类的源头。
We will more be able to see our genealogy from the perspective of Jesus Christ.
我们首先来看从耶稣的家谱当中来看人类的源头。
Let's look at the origin of humanity through Jesus' genealogy.
也借着马太福音第一章第一节这三个人来看人类的源头。
And use the three people mentioned in Matthew 1 verse 1 to look at our genealogy.
请看路加福音第三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 3.
看三节哈，第三十二节、三十四节、三十八节。
Verse 33.
路加福音，我们先看三章三十二节。
Luke chapter 3, verse 32. Verse 32. The son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon.
好，这里三个是从在这个家谱当中凸显了大卫。
From here we see this is the son of David.
其实从这个家谱当中，大卫只不过在其中的一个名字。
And we see that among these names here, David is but a name.
但是在马太福音一章一节就把它呈现出来。
But we see that in Matthew 1 verse 1, it mentions the son of David.
特别谈到大卫这个人。
And it particularly mentions David.
再看34节。
Let's continue looking at Luke 3 verse 34. Verse 34, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor.
这里提到亚伯拉罕。
And here it mentions Abraham.
也是对照马太福音第一章第一节。
And it also goes in line with what we just read in Matthew 1 verse 1.
这么一长串的名字当中。
And among all these lists of names,
在马太福音一章一节是特别挑出来看的。
It is particularly extracted in Matthew 1 verse 1.
第三个我们看三章三十八节。
Now let's look at Luke 3 verse 38. The son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God.
亚伯拉罕当然是亚当的后代。
Abraham was obviously a descendant of Adam.
但是这里谈到亚当是神的儿子。
But here in verse 38, it mentions that Adam is the son of God.
我们首先要从这三个人的名字探到人类的源头。
We will especially use the names of these three people to look at the origin of humanity.
第一个就是这里所说的亚当是神的儿子。
And first, it is as it is recorded in verse 38, Adam is the son of God.
在创世纪二章第七节有这么记载。
In Genesis 2 verse 7, it also records the same thing.
神用地上的尘土造人。
God used the dust of the earth to create humanity.
在这个用土所造的人形当中，从那鼻孔吹了一口气。
And in breathing a breath of air, he made humans.
他就成了有灵的活人。
And therefore, Adam was breathed to life.
名叫亚当。
And his name was Adam.
创世纪五章第一节跟第二节。
In Genesis 5 verse 1 and 2.
说亚当的后裔记在下面。
That Adam's genealogy is listed as below.
亚当是按照神的形象被造。
And Adam was created in the likeness of God.
神赐福给他。
And God gave him life.
称他为人。
And called him man.
所以亚当是神的儿子。
Therefore, Adam is the son of God.
这是人的起头。
And this is the origin of humans.
所以在人类的历史当中。
So in the history of humanity.
有人类以来就是第一代祖先就是亚当。
The first generation was of Adam.
这是我们从圣经里面看到的。
And this is what we can observe from the Bible.
所以人之所以尊贵。
And man is precious because.
因为人按照神的形象被造。
Because man was created in the likeness of God.
有那一份的性情。
And they have that relationship.
就是神的性情。
And therefore they have that godly relationship.
人的生命从神来的。
And life of humans is from God.
所以人是有尊贵性的。
Therefore men are of great importance.
人之所以跟一般的动物不同。
And the reason why men are distinguished from other animals.
因为人是神的儿子。
Is because men are the son of God.
他有自由意识，他有思想。
They have their own thinking and they have their own purpose.
这是人类的尊贵。
And this is why men are created in such likeness.
这是我们在耶稣的家谱当中所看到的一点。
And this is something we can observe from the genealogy of God.
第二点。
The second point.
刚才三十四节这里提到。
As we read in Luke 3 verse 34.
也在马太福音一章一节所看到的。
Also in Matthew 1 verse 1.
谈到亚伯拉罕这个人。
It mentions a person named Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是在圣经里面是很早的一个人物。
Abraham was one of the first people mentioned in the Bible.
这个人物是相当的特别。
And he was a special man.
神起初造亚当。
The first man that God created was Adam.
亚当失败了。
But Adam failed.
神又拣选了挪亚造方舟。
And God chose Noah to create the ark.
拯救当时的他们一家八口。
To save the eight people in his family at the time.
后来又拣选了呼召了亚伯拉罕这个人。
And at a later time, God specifically chose this person named Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕一个人。
And from this one person, Abraham,
变成一个家,
became one household,
成为一个家族,
became one genealogy,
然后成为一个民族,
and eventually became a nation.
那神的救恩就从他而出,
and God's grace came about from Abraham.
所以神在圣经里面强调,
so in the Bible, God specifically emphasized
对亚伯拉罕的子孙说我是你们的神你们是我的子民
He emphasized to Abraham's descendants I'm your God and you are my descendants
因为当初神拣选亚伯拉罕
Because at the time when God chose Abraham
成为他成为神 救人的工作的一个起头。
To become his chosen vessel.
我们看创世纪的十二章第一节到第三节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Verse 2. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be my blessing. Verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
好，从这三节当中，我们看出神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
From these three verses, we see that the Lord chose Abram,
应许他三件事,
and told him three things.
说他的子孙他的亚伯拉罕要成为大国,
and the Lord promised Abram that he will be a great nation.
他的名要伟大,
that his name will be a great blessing.
他的众万民都要因他得福,
and everyone will be blessed through him.
我们简单讲大国大民。大福
and put simply, we can say great nation, great blessing, and great nation, great name, and great blessing.
也是比较好记的说法
And it's something that can be easily remembered.
所以从耶稣的家谱当中
So from Jesus's genealogy.
透过亚伯拉罕这个人物
Through the person named Abram.
神当初应许亚伯拉罕。
What God initially promised Abram,
他要成为大国,
that he would become a great nation.
所以今天在新约这个时代,
so today in the modern times,
虽然我们不是犹太人,
even though we are not the Israelites,
但是借着耶稣基督,
but through Jesus Christ,
我们成为亚伯拉罕的子孙,
we have become Abram's descendants.
我们参考加拉太书第三章二十九节。
Now let's look at the book of Galatians 23.
加拉太书第三章二十九节。
Galatians 23.
加拉太书三章二十九节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 29. Verse 29.And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
我们属乎基督。
Here it says that we are of Christ's.
就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And therefore we are Abraham's seed.
这里谈到照着应许承受产业的。
And it says, due to his promise, we have become heirs.
圣经很强调这个部分。
Now the Bible really emphasizes this point.
因为当初神拣选了亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕是犹太人，是希伯来人。
Because at the time when God chose Abraham, he was an Israelite and he was a Hebrew.
那我们不是希伯来人，我们也不是犹太人。
And today we are obviously not Hebrew, nor are we Israelites.
但是因为今天信了耶稣。
But because we believe in Jesus.
这里说属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔了。
It says because we are Christ, then we are heirs.
那因为当初神对亚伯拉罕应许要他让他成为大国大名大福。
And because at the time God promised Abraham that he would become a great name, a great blessing, and a great nation.
所以我们今天要得到从神而来的福气。
So today, if we are to obtain God's blessings,
就是要透过耶稣基督。
We must obtain it through Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的后裔了。
Because Jesus Christ is from genealogy of Abraham.
耶稣的家谱第三点。
The third point of the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
是谈到人有君尊的荣耀。
Talks about how as humans we have a degree of righteousness.
因为马太福音第一章第一节谈到大卫这个人。
In the book of Matthew 1 verse 1, it brings up this person named David.
大卫是君王。
And David was a king.
圣经有这么强调。
And the Bible stresses this fact.
我们请看《使徒行传》二章三十节。
Let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse
使徒行传的二章三十节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 30. Acts chapter 2, verse 30. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne.
大卫是君王，是合神心意的人。
David was a king, and he did things that were pleasing to God.
神曾经对他应许要从他的后裔要立一位君王。
And God once promised that he would become a king due to God's promise.
所指的这一位就是耶稣基督。
And the person that was prophesied was Jesus Christ.
所以马太福音一章一节的家谱为什么要提到这三个人？
So in Matthew 1 verse 1 in the genealogy, why was he brought up?
因为他们有特别的一个说明。
Because he had a special purpose.
所以在彼得前书二章的九节跟十节。
As it is written in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 and 10.
我们参考彼得前书第二章第九节第十节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. Verse 9, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 10, Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
这里谈到我们是被拣选的族类。
In this verse, it states that we are a chosen people.
挑选过的。
We have been chosen.
我们有君尊。的祭司
we have a royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
We are a holy nation and God's special people.
这是一种荣耀。
And this is a type of glory.
用我们比较白的话来讲，我们是成为耶稣基督的人。
In vernacular language, we are Christ's people.
来到神的国度。
To come to his kingdom.
那是相当荣耀的。
And this is something that is very glorious.
所以从耶稣的家谱当中
So as we can see from Jesus' genealogy
我们可以探讨这三个重点
We can study these three points
就是人类的源头
To look at the origin of humanity
原来人是神的儿子
And we see that men are the son of God
人是神的选民
Men are God's chosen people
人是有君尊的荣耀
And as men we have a chosen righteousness
那在耶稣的家谱当中
and from the genealogy of Jesus Christ
又另外有五个人也特别凸显
there were also five people that were specifically chosen
我们请看马太福音第一章
let's look at Matthew chapter 1
看第三节
verse 3
马太福音一章第三节
Matthew 1 verse 3 Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron and Hezron begot Ram.
好，我们特别注意他玛是这个这个女性。
Let's specifically pay attention to Tamar, this female character.
再看第五节。
And continue looking on to verse 5. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse.
好，我们在这一节当中注意两个女性，就是拉合氏跟路德氏。
And from verse 5, let us make note of two female characters, Rahab and Ruth.
再看第七节。
And continue looking on to verse 7. 7. Solomon begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa.
应该是在第六节。
Actually, let's look at verse 6. And Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah.
这里特别谈到乌利亚的妻子。
In verse 6, it is specifically mentions Uriah.
乌利亚的妻子叫做拔示巴。
And Uriah's husband was named Boaz.
可是这里不讲拔示巴。
But was Bathsheba, but it was not mentioned in this verse.
他是强调乌利亚。
It stresses Uriah.
这是第四个人。
And that was the fourth person.
第五个人。
And the fifth person.
十六节。
Verse 16. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
这里谈到玛利亚。
And from here it mentions Mary.
就是生耶稣基督的这个这个女性
and Mary was the person who gave birth to Jesus Christ
为什么他们五个特别凸显呢
and why did we extract the names of these five people
因为他们的身份也特别的不一样
because they had a different status
第一个他玛是
first was Tamar
他玛是、哎、这里说他是从犹大生法勒斯。
Tamar, in this, in verse 3, it says that she was born from Judah, from Peres.
犹大是塔玛斯的公公。
And Judah was Tamar's grandfather.
公公跟媳妇生孩子，这个孩子要叫阿公还是叫爸爸？
And since Judah was Tamar's grandfather, father-in-law, yes, Judah was Tamar was Judah was Tamar's father-in-law.
对我们今天来讲，这叫做乱伦。
And from our perspective today, it is very complicated.
一个乱伦的人怎么放在耶稣的家谱当中呢？
And why was this complication put in the genealogy of Jesus Christ?
在创世纪三十八章二十六节有这么说明。
And in the book of Genesis, it states the reason.
犹大承认说他玛是比他更有义。
And Judah admitted that Tamar was of more significance than him.
因为他没有将小儿子给他当丈夫。
And therefore, they begot the little son to become the.
塔玛是本来要跟犹大的小儿子结婚的。
Tamar was supposed to be married to Judah's son.
因为在《生命记》二十五章的第五节、第六节有这么说明。
And it is also written in the book of Exodus.
结婚之后没有生孩子，丈夫就死去世的。
And after they got married and before they had kids, their spouse passed away.
要改嫁给小叔。
And therefore, he was given to take care of.By his uncle, she was given to be taken care of by his uncle.
然后生子为王夫立后。
And the child was
为死去的丈夫生孩子立后。
And the child was given birth by the spouse.
The wife and the little brother was the wife is supposed to marry the little brother to have the child for the older brother.
塔玛是因为抓住神的应许。
And Tamar was due to God's promise.
在极困难的环境当中。
And in difficult circumstances.
他只有一个观念。
He only had one understanding.
就是抓住神的应许。
And his understanding was to follow the grace of God, the will of God.
后来连犹大都承认他比他更有义。
And at a later time, Judah admitted that he was more purposeful than him.
就是更有道理。
That he had more trust.
就是特别的一个人。
And therefore he was a significant character.
第二个拉合是。
And the second person is Rahab.
他的身份更不好了。
And Rahab's status was even worse than Tamar's.
他是妓女。
And Rahab was a prostitute.
但是因信称义。
But Rahab was justified by faith.
雅各书二章二十四节、二十五节说他是因行为称义。
And in James, it records that Rahab was justified by her.Deeds.
虽然本来是一个比较淫乱的人
and even though before she was a very complicated person
但是认识神之后
but because she came to know God
就因行为称义了
she was justified by her deeds
第三个路德士
the third individual was Ruth
她是摩押女子
and Ruth was a Moabite
也是淫乱的后裔
And she was also a descendant of a perverse generation.
不得入耶和华的会。
And
不属真神的。
Ruth was not of the true God.
但是她坚定的信仰。
But because she established her own faith.
看到婆婆拿俄米。
And saw her mother-in-law Naomi.
不因拿俄米的家庭中落。
And she based her faith off of her mother-in-law Naomi.
对拿俄米的信仰有怀疑。
Oh, she did the opposite of basing her faith off of the mother-in-law Naomi and saw that she was wrong.
反而从拿俄米身上看到啊，认识了真神。
And Ruth from Naomi came to understand the true God.
决定跟随拿俄米。
And decided to follow Naomi.
接受了拿俄米的信仰。
Come to terms with Naomi's faith and accept it.
所以一起回到伯利恒。
Decided to go return with her.
是因为她有坚定的信仰。
And because Ruth had an established faith of her own.
第四个。
The fourth person we will study.
乌利亚的妻子。
Is Uriah's wife.
在这里是没有她的名字。
And their name is not recorded in this chapter.
反而有乌利亚这个名字。
What is recorded is the name Uriah.
因为要讲乌利亚的妻子，是要显明大卫的罪行。
Because to write the name of Uriah would be to manifest the sin of David.
大卫的罪行是在撒母耳记下十一章，通通是他的记载。
And the sin of David is recorded in this. In the book of Second Samuel.
当然，在这里也肯定乌利亚的啊对国家的忠心。
But from here we see that it is obvious the Uriah's wife's patrioticness.
更强调啊一夫一妻的婚姻制度。
And it also stresses the effects of marriage.
虽然大卫跟乌利亚的妻子生了所罗门。
Even though David and Uriah's wife begot Solomon.
但是不讲大卫跟拔示巴生所罗门。
It did not say David and Bathsheba begot Solomon.
所以在神的眼中，拔示巴就是乌利亚的太太。
So in the eyes of God, Bathsheba is the wife of Uriah.
所以到耶稣的年代。
So in the time of Jesus' generation.
有人去请教耶稣。
People came to teach Jesus.
他说摩西的律法。
To teach Jesus Moses' laws.
给休书就可以休妻。
And they said that Moses' laws.
Divorce wife. If you write a letter, you can divorce your wife.
And it said that if you were able to write a letter, you could divorce your wife.
主耶稣说，起初并不是这样。
And Jesus said, it's actually not this way.
所以婚姻制度从一开始。就是一夫一妻。
So from the very beginning, the laws of marriage stressed one man and one wife.
是神在创造之初就设立的婚姻制度。
And this was established in the very beginning by God Himself.
哦，所以若不是为了淫乱的缘故离开的。
And if it wasn't for a perverse generation and a divorce.
在神的眼中，他们永远就是夫妻。
In God's eyes, they will always be husband and wife.
若有再嫁再娶就是淫乱了。
If they were to remarry, then it is very complicated and messy.
第五个人。
And the fifth person.
玛利亚。
Was Mary.
玛利亚在路加福音的第一章。
The story of Mary was recorded in Luke chapter 1.
为了要顺服神的一个工作。
In order to finish God's work.
配合神的工作。
To be in line with God's work.
要付上很大的代价。
She had to sacrifice a lot.
也产生很大的压力。
And she had to undergo great pressure.
虽然她说她情愿照主的吩咐去做。
Even though she willingly accepted God's will and purpose.
就是从圣灵怀孕未婚生子。
She gave birth through the Holy Spirit and gave birth to Jesus Christ.
她有两个压力。
And she faced two pressures.
第一个压力。
The first pressure.
未婚怀孕。
She gave birth before she was married.
叫做婚前苟合。
And so she gave birth to Jesus premaritally.
犹太人的律法。
And under the laws of the Israelites.
判死刑。
The punishment of this was the death sentence.
抓出来用石头打死。
And they would be stoned to death.
她答应神做这个工作。
But Mary promised God that she would do his work.
叫做冒着生命的危险。
And she took a great risk of her own life.
第二个压力。
And the second pressure Mary faced.
丈夫要解除婚约。
Was
丈夫知道她怀孕。
That her husband realized that she was pregnant.
心中起意要解除婚约。
And when he found out, he wanted to divorce her.
当然，天使来说明这一件事。
But of course, at the time, angels came to clarify the matter.
所以玛利亚的情愿。
So Mary's willingness to do this task for God
是要付上代价
的。Came with a lot of pressure and risk.
才能够将耶稣生下来。
And in this way, Jesus was able to be given birth.
这是耶稣家谱当中五个很特别的人。
And this is five specific people that are very important in the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
也透过这些人的表现。
And from the behavior of these five people,
才让我们今天看到耶稣的家谱是这个样子的。
We are able today to see the genealogy of Jesus Christ is like so.
最后一点。
And the last point.
马太福音第一章的十七节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 17. Matthew 1 verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations.
好，十七节特别强调亚伯拉罕到大卫。
Verse 14 specifically states the genealogy of Abraham to David.
大卫到迁到巴比伦。
David until the captivity in Babylon.
从巴比伦从迁至巴比伦到基督。
And from the captivity in Babylon until Christ.
三个段落。
And these are three separate generations.
三个时间点。
Three different points in time.
我们从这个三个时间点当中。
And from these three generations.
我们可以重回历史的现场。
We can observe the effects of history.
当初神拣选亚伯拉罕。
At the time when God chose Abraham.
一直到大卫。
Until the time of David,
亚伯拉罕是神所拣选的。
Abraham was chosen by God.
他一直抓住这一份的应许。
And Abraham manifested this promise of God.
大国大名大福。
And became a great name, a great blessing, a great nation.
所以在希伯来书那边特别提到他。
So in the book of Hebrews, it specifically mentions Abraham again.
包括亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
And it also mentions Abraham and
因为他们抓住神的应许。
Other characters in the Bible who, because of God's promise,
所以当他们要死的时候
that when they face the point of death,
并没有得到神对他们应许的时候，迦南地看到迦南地是他们的。
They didn't obtain the promised land in their lifetime.
他们凭着信心
But because of their faith,
望见更美的家乡
they focused on a more glorious home.
这个就是神的选民应有的信心。
And this is the faith that are a result of God's chosen people.
信心就要抓住应许。
And in order to have faith, we must focus on the promise.
神的应许就是神的话。
And God's promise is God's word.
这样才不致失落信心。
And in this way, we will not lose our faith.
从亚伯拉罕到大卫。
And so from Abraham all the way to David.
大卫王朝。
And from the David's kingdom.
特别精彩。
Was especially amusing.
因为他是要坚定王权的一个代表。
Because they were to choose a representative for the kingdom.
王权一直到耶稣基督。
And from David all the way to Jesus Christ.
再来从大卫到迁到巴比伦。
And from David to the captivity of Babylon.
后来大卫之后所罗门。
And after David was Solomon.
所罗门之后就分成南北朝。
And after Solomon, it was divided into the northern and southern kingdom.
北朝被亚述所毁灭。
And the northern kingdom was destroyed.
南朝被巴比伦毁灭。
And the southern kingdom was destroyed by Babylon.
国破家亡。
And the kingdom was divided.
被掳七十年。
And they were in captivity for 70 years.
一直等到以斯拉。尼希米回来的时候
and they were in captivity until the return of Israel.
重建圣殿，重建城墙
and they had to rebuild everything.
更重要的是复兴信仰
and more importantly, what they had to rebuild was their own faith.
这才是他们从巴比伦回来的工作重点
and this was what they had the most important thing they had to do after the captivity in Babylon
圣殿是个建筑物
to rebuild the temple
城墙更是
was the most significant thing they had to do after the captivity in Babylon.
当他们把这些看得到的建筑物都修造好了之后，
when they were able to rebuild the temple,
他们更加强信仰的一个教导，
they were able to greater reinforce their faith and their spirituality.
所以他们用很强烈的手段复兴信仰。
And so they used their strength and their labor to rebuild their faith.
包括安息日城门要关门。
And even when the doors were closing on Sabbath,
就是叫你要专心守安息日。
They were able to observe the Sabbath.
包括嫁娶外邦要退婚要离婚。
And even when the Gentiles were divorcing,
用非常的手段。
They used very obvious measures
复兴当时的信仰
to keep their faith.
一直到耶稣 从迁至巴比伦到基督
and from the captivity in Babylon all the way until Jesus Christ
基督的时代
until the generation of Jesus Christ
就是恩典的时代
and it was a generation of grace.
因为约翰一书约翰福音第一章十七节
Because in 1 John chapter 1 verse 17,
主耶稣带来了真理跟恩典。
It says that Jesus brought about the truth and grace.
我今天凡是生在恩典之下的基督徒。
And therefore today as Christians, we are living under the grace of God.
要有真理，要有恩典。
And as a result, we must possess truth and manifest His grace.
尤其当我们领受了很多的恩典的时候。
Particularly in circumstances when we obtain a lot of grace.
我们要扪心自问，真理在哪里？
We must truly ask ourselves, what is the truth?
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
416首。
416.